It was a case that jump-started campus activism and conversations about race. But there was one problem. Authorities say it wasn't true. Now, three University at Albany co-eds who claimed to be victims of a racial attack on a CDTA bus in January will be charged Monday with assault after authorities determined they attacked another passenger. Authorities say 20-year-olds Asia Burwell, Ariel Agudio, and Alexis Briggs are to appear for arraignment Monday morning at Albany City Police Court. Burwell and Agudio are also charged with falsely reporting an incident. That charge stems from evidence showing the initial complaints the pair made during 911 calls from their cell phones early on the morning of January 30th, alleging that they were victimized, were false. According to newspaper accounts, two of the three women were taken to Albany Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries.
911, what's here? Just an emergency.
Albany County transferring a cell caller. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, yes, my name is Asia Burrow, and I'm a student at the University of Albany. And me and my friends were dumped on a bus because we're black.
Albany County DA David Soares says his office handled the incident with extreme care from the very start.
What people don't realize, for example, in the case where there's video footage or video surveillance, is that we have to go frame by frame and take a look at a television screen for very long periods of time, 13, 14 hours a day, to find that little needle in the haystack sometimes. And so that's not working on the same time frame as a reporter, for example, who has a deadline. And it's certainly not working at the pace of social media.
The story took off on social media when Burwell, a junior from Long Island and student manager of the women's basketball team, tweeted, quote, "I just got jumped on a bus while people hit us and called us the N-word, and no one helped us." Burwell tweeted that university police didn't seem concerned and referred the incident to Albany police. On social media, she stated that when Albany police showed up at her door to take a report, a female officer remarked that the dorm room smelled of marijuana, quote, "and that's when I knew she didn't even care about us." Burwell's tweets drove the story to the top of national headlines, even catching presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's attention. The former Secretary of State issued a tweet condemning racism on the UAlbany campus. University President Dr. Robert Jones delivered an initial forceful video sent to the campus community, but later appeared to modify his comments. Some students are calling for a public apology from Jones. Soares says in the end, the claims didn't hold up.
The fact that people communicate with one another faster today and there's a dissemination of information faster today, but we have to respect the pace of a thorough investigation, and we also have to respect that pace because to not do so would compromise the integrity of that investigation. And so while I understand there's always going to be the need to know and the desire to know, sometimes it's just not possible. And quite honestly, David, as a lawyer, as a prosecutor, we are bound by the rules of ethics. And in addition to the fact that you don't want to prejudice a defendant by having a case and information that is sensitive discussed and tried in a court of public opinion. You want that done in a court of law.
University Police Chief Frank Wiley said in a statement a great deal of time was spent carefully reviewing the audio of video recordings captured aboard the bus in efforts to determine whether any racial slurs were used. Wiley says the only person heard uttering racial vulgarities was one of the defendants. The assault charges are based on evidence that shows the three defendants physically assaulted another passenger on the bus, a 19-year-old white woman from Congers, New York. Wiley says the trio relentlessly assaulted the victim despite efforts of several other passengers to stop them. Wiley, who is black, said, quote, "I especially want to point out that what happened on the bus was not a hate crime.
It was a racially fueled crime. We were three black girls jumped by like 20 white people. So I just think it's important that we call."
That's Ariel Agudio's call to 911. Her attorney, Mark Mishler, tells the Times Union that the charges are unfortunate and unwarranted, and that Agudio will be vindicated. There has been no word from UAlbany as to whether a white male student who left school after being threatened on Twitter by Burwell's brother Tyreek of the San Diego Chargers football team will be invited back to campus or if his family will take legal action against the school. There's no word as to whether the three female students will remain at the school or if Burwell's brother will be disciplined by the NFL. The league has not responded to several emails requesting comment. Again, D.A. Soares.
We recognize that that threat was made and it was immediately pulled down. One of the things that we could not do, David, was be distracted by the back and forth on social media, because there was a lot of back and forth, and quite honestly, our focus over the last several weeks have been the frame by frame analysis, the deposing of dozens of witnesses, and arriving in a space where we believe we're ready to pursue the next phase of this prosecution.
The trio will be in court Monday at 8:30. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.